Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. Everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord.
If anything, I want you to remember what was read in the first reading today, because it is very important in our understanding of the history of Israel, especially the southern kingdom, Judah, where Jerusalem is. And so we have heard that at that time, Jehoiakim, who was an heir of David, from whom the Messiah will come, has been captured by Babylon. So Babylon is now hovering, and actually have conquered the southern kingdom of Judah and Jerusalem. And now Jehoiakim, the king, the Davidic king, is now taken into exile. And now in place of him was his uncle, Zedekiah, also a Davidic king from whom the Messiah will come. So he was placed there, but eventually the entire population, well, generally most of the population of Judah, will be sent into exile, and Judah will be no more. So remember that. They will be in Babylon, exiled for 70 years before they can return. Why did that happen? Well, because Judah is exactly what the Lord was talking about in the gospel today. Judah and Jerusalem were those who did not build their homes on solid foundation, on solid rock. These are the men and the women who are calling to God, "Lord, Lord, Lord." And then at the time, eventually the Lord said, "I do not know you." And so they were abandoned into exile. Why was that? Well, remember, they were the chosen people of God, set apart from all of the people in the world. They were plucked out of slavery and brought into the promised land. For what? Well, to worship the Lord, to have this wonderful relationship with the God of heaven. But what did they do? They did not set their hearts on solid ground, solid foundation. They bowed down to the Baals. They bowed unto to the foreign gods, to the pagan gods. They are still culturally Jewish. They're still culturally the people of God, but in their hearts, they're no longer. Zedekiah, who was placed there in place of Jehoiakim, will not place his heart and trust on the Lord with regards to fighting the conquerors, the Babylonian. Where will he put his trust? He will put his trust, his rock will be on Egypt. He will align himself with Egypt to fight Babylon. Well, Babylon was a superpower. They crushed the whole thing, and Zedekiah was blinded and sent to exile, where he died. The people who called to the Lord, 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 and yet built their houses, their faith on sand. This is our story too. We are a people of God. You see, the words of the Lord in the gospel was not given to the pagans or the atheists. Those were given to those who were following him, his disciples. And he said those words, do not think that you're calling me Lord, 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 you're fine. No, it all boils down to our relationship with the Lord. You see, that relationship, that knowledge of the Lord, which is now transformed and seen and manifested in the manner by which our lives are transformed in charity and in love for our neighbor, that's the solid rock. That's the manifestation that the Lord wants to see. Not just empty words, not just empty rituals. You know, one day, let's hope that not one day before the Lord, we will say, Lord, I was the number one fundraiser for my parish. I helped out with the gala. You know, I put up many, many programs. But the Lord will look into our hearts and says, but do you really know me? That is the big question. That is the question that matters. Today, in the Eucharist, as we beheld the Lord, as we hold him once again, as we taste him, let us renew our love and our friendship with the Lord. And may that love and friendship be manifested in the transformation of our lives, in the love of God and the love of our neighbor.